House of the Dragons on HBO Max. Now, if you guys haven't heard of House of the Dragons on HBO Max, it is the prequel to a little show you guys may or may not know called Game of Thrones. So, signed up for HBO and yeah, got another subscription service. So, there's that. But, kind of worth it because it's got all the episodes of South Park. Sorry, I had to take my headphone out. Sound like I was echoing to myself. But it has all the episodes of South Park, so HBO Max so far for me, probably worth it. I'll probably end up watching all of them bad boys here in the next few weeks. But House of the Dragons, I'm not going to give really much spoilers on it. I mean, it doesn't matter. Not too many people are wandering the cyber of Westeros looking for this, they've already consumed it, so whatever. But I was just kind of watching it, and in my mind, kept going back to the iconic first scene of Game of Thrones, you know, before it fell off and Starbucks got initiated into the Westeros world. But that's neither here nor there. The storyline's pretty good so far. I can't really tell where they're going to take it, and kind of set myself up to not want to really get too involved with any character or not really get developed with too much of a storyline. I do kind of think I know where it's going to go, but I don't know if where I'm thinking is kind of similar time frames to I'm not sure. There's so many fucking names and characters and times throughout this story that you can't really pinpoint down unless you do a whole lot of diving into stuff, which I'll probably end up doing like I did with the other one and wasted a whole bunch of time because we all know what happened. But like I said, neither here nor there. I haven't been recording in quite some time, but you know, fuck it. I'm doing what I can when I can. I was really, whenever the show starts and it does its little intro or whatever it is, I was really hoping that it would be like the Game of Thrones theme song kick in at one point. And that theme song gets you going. It gets you pumped. But kind of some similarities in between it whenever they're rolling into King's Landing on this one opposed to rolling into Winterfell. They're rolling into King's Landing, and it's showing. It starts with the Targaryen flying on the back of the dragon. She gets off, and then she gets in her chariot, and she's going through the chariot made of Valyrian steel. Have you that? But then it's like a kind of like a callback to whenever King Robert was coming into Winterfell, and so it's just kind of like interesting because it wasn't showing like a bunch of people lining up, but you know, she's the princess, but she's not the heir to the throne at that point because the king's brother is currently the prince because the king has yet to have a male heir. So the heir's not the king's wife has failed him and has only bared him women. And you know, this was back in a time when women weren't worthy of being leader of all of Westeros, but whatever, you know. Yeah, so the king never had doesn't have a son at this point, and I know it's not the Mad King that we're dealing with because the Mad King is Daenerys's dad. This takes place, it's very clear in the beginning. It sets up like this little thing that you're supposed to read, and then the parts that you're really supposed to grasp onto is 283 years or something like that before Daenerys Targaryen. So this is multiple generations beforehand. It doesn't seem like they've gotten too much into the incest thing. Due to the fact that one of the Targaryens is married to a black man, And they have little silver-haired babies, and he's got silver hair, but he's not the age to have silver hair. But whatever. That again, it's neither here nor there. But they're being a little bit more inclusive just starting out in this one, but it doesn't mean that these people aren't going to be killed off. It doesn't mean that these people aren't going to get turned bad. It hasn't shown a father fornicating with his daughter yet. But fingers crossed. It's big on Pornhub right now, so there might be a stepmother stuck in a tavern wench's tabernacle or something along the lines of the show. And but yeah, so far it's just introducing the Targaryen dynasty that was leading in King's Landing, and it's showing this king and his wife's pregnant. She's about to have the baby any day now, and they have a tournament of champions that's going on, and the tournament of champions is basically like just all of them out there battling, doing their thing, jousting and clubbing bitches to death is what they're doing. That's the first definition of hitting the club. So the prince's brother is supposed to be the I don't know. I said I wasn't going to do spoilers, but I guess I'm just going through the episode. So I said in the very beginning, I'm going to be going through the episode. He's the king's hand. So this episode's going to show a lot more. This series, God damn it. I feel like this series is going to get into a lot more. It's going to be based more into King's Landing at the time of the Targaryens thriving. It's probably going to show this prince try to do some incest, maybe a Targaryen male baby be born out of incest rape wedlock, and I don't think they have the day after pill at that time in Westeros yet. They are able to turn people into Frankensteins like we figured out in Game of Thrones, but no plan B or morning after. Plan whoopsie daisy. But the show's pretty cool. You guys should check it out. HBO Max seems to have a lot of good movies on it. Their documentaries that they have listed on there are really good. The series that they have are good. So, it's just good. It's a good app. All of them are good. They're all fine. They're all their own thing. I do have some sort of like predictions on where I think it's gonna go, but these predictions could make me sound completely asinine because I said I wasn't gonna do predictions, but now that I'm just sitting here talking, you fuck yourself, that's what I'm doing. The prince who current is, that's the one who is the no, he's not the Hand of the King. I fucked up there too. He's the leader of the city's watch. So he's the one who initiated the gold cloaks for all the city's watch guys. Dropped it. Hell yeah. So the city's watch, they're all in these gold cloaks, and he's having them go through and kill rapists and thieves and just, being. I think it might have been the First Reich that he was starting and firing off in. So that's what we had going on there. And then you see some inner power struggles in between him and the King's Hand. Now, this guy so far seems like he's probably going to be the one who ends up forcefully thrusting himself at probably his niece. He's the one who seems like that's gonna happen. But at this point, he seems like a cool dude. He seems like he's, that's weird, huh? But no, he seems like he's the one who they're going to be following as, like, maybe Tyrion meets, I don't know, Jon Snow. Like, this dude's all sensitive and hoo-hoo-hoo, crying and shit. He's in a whorehouse bawling his eyes out while all the other wenches want to just get in there and let him crack them open. And they're not even. And he's just like, The king's gonna have a prince. And whatever he's like. So he might have like this, Tyrion-esque vibe because he's not wanted. And then he's like Jon Snow in the fact that he's all mopey and shit. I don't know. But he might be he's a good fighter, that's about it. But he seems like a cool dude because of the amount of fighting that he does and how all the tavern wenches want to let him do his thing and sodomize him. So, back in the day, that was the classifications for a classy fella. How often do you rent out a brothel in your brother's kingdom? How often do you sit there and make jokes at the expense of something major that happened at the plot? One of the reasons why I like this dude is whenever they're in the council meetings, they're telling him, one dude's telling him, "Hey man, you need to go back to your wife, your lady wife, and you need to go to your lady wife, and you need to just stay with her." And then he's like, "Oh, do you want me to call up a tavern wench and have her come and keep your bed warm since your lady wife died?" And you're like, oh, this dude's like roasting people in medieval times. He's fucking spigoting them. He's putting them over a fire and just slow turning them. Apple in their mouth. That's what's happening to these guys. Like, this guy's pretty clever about his wits. He's got some comebacks where I was like, ooh. There's a jousting part where he's not on an Arabelle and he makes the horse do a little McTwist. Yeah. He seems like he's gonna be a problem within the show. The current king's sister who might become some sort of a problem. I don't know, it's just kinda hard picking up a read on all these characters, and they're all and it's all a bit weird because they're all just running around talking a bit British and whatnot. So you're trying to say, me as an American, I don't ever watch BBC or Doctor Who or any of those strange shows. And most of the actors that come over from England, they end up losing the accent altogether. But bruv, you're gonna have to watch this Dragons story, and they can't be speaking English. They have to have an accent, bruv. And because it's medieval times, there was no elevated accent such as American. So, bruv, everyone's just flying on dragons, and everyone's just saying cheers to the mate and calling everyone a cunt and whatnot. So, not much of a problem here. They'll just I can get into the shows where it's accents where it makes sense. It's not medieval times no more, it's not. So I don't understand why all the accents are still around. Bruv? Riding on backs of dragons we are, bruv. Meeting down at the pub we are, bruv. Banging some tavern wenches down at the brothel we are, bruv. I'm Dipshit Dal, this is Daily Dumbass. So episode 2 kicks off, and what they're doing on this one is they're making everything be, they're making everything go like months and months and months out per episode, or even years in advance in episodes. So it's getting to like major plot points, and then we'll just hold off for about a year and a half, and then pick back up. So the last portion of this episode, I talked about episode 1, and I said I was going to release it, and then I didn't, because shit's just been crazy. All right, I haven't been feeling like finishing off the episode, and then by that time, episode 2 and 3 have came out. So, we're going to talk about episode 2 and 3, I guess. On episode 2, whenever, after the queen had died, the Royal Council has been telling the king that he needs to do his diligence and remarry and have an heir. At this point, He's named his daughter to be the heir, so she's the first ever heir that's a female. And on the end of episode one, they had banished, or Daemon Targaryen had left after the king had told him to go back to his lady wife. And he left and ended up taking quite a bit of the king's guard to Dragonstone, to where he is now just sitting in Dragonstone, which is Dragonstone is the place where Stannis was held up in Game of Thrones for most of the thing, and then where they found the dragonglass to fight the White Walkers. But you know, this is neither here nor there. This is then. But Damon's held up on Dragonstone, and he's taken over that place. And eventually, throughout the episode, it's said that he came into the dragon's lair in King's Landing, and whenever he came into the dragon's lair, he stole a dragon egg. And the dragon eggs are Targaryen tradition to be put into the cradle of the next coming heir to the throne. And the egg that he had stole was the egg of the child who died in episode one. Spoiler if you're not watching the show. Watch the show because, I mean, at this point, I'm going to just talk about three episodes. And I don't even remember exactly what I said in the first part. I know I said I wasn't doing spoilers, but either you watched it or you haven't. But I'm talking about it, so stop listening if you are. But Daemon stole that dragon egg, and meanwhile, while this dragon egg nonsense is going on in the later part of the episode, in the beginning part of the episode, I know I'm jumping around because it's hard to go back two episodes. That's why I should have been doing this per episode, but YOLO, you know. And in the earlier part of the episode, they're trying to. The king got a proposal from the black dude with white dreads. He's a Valyrian descent. And he's the one who's married to the king's cousin. And so they said joining those houses would cause a bond and strengthen the bloodline for the heir of the thrones. And the king has to go on a date with this gal, and whenever he goes on a date, it's a real awkward scene because the girl is like maybe 10 years old, 10 or 11 years old, and it's just a awkward scene. And so that happened, and then they show up at Dragonstone at one point, they go to fight, and then Daemon's dragon's all and then while Daemon's dragon's doing that, you see something moving in the clouds, because Dragonstone's castle is way up in the sky. And then you see the another dragon swoop in, and from there Valyria gets off of her dragon and walks up to Daemon and demands the egg of her brother back, and they're speaking in Old Valyrian. I assume it's Old Valyrian. I don't know if it's a Targaryen language. Not sure on if the Tig I don't know. Okay. I like the shows, but I'm not like deep into it as far as like knowing the different languages and stuff like that. It's hard for me to keep up with names with so many of them whenever I know eventually like some of them are gonna start dying off. So maybe I'll remember their names when they're gone, but at this point it's just kind of difficult. I don't know. Whenever I watch stuff, I'll just associate like, oh yeah, the black dude with dreads. And on this show, it's obviously one person. I could just say the black dude, but that's, I'll be more sensitive about it. But him and Damon at the end of this episode have a meeting because the royal council, the king announces that he's going to wed the Hand of the King's daughter. And that's Valyria's best friend, so it becomes like that's the cliffhanger that for the king and everything. And then it goes into the end of the episode to where again, I'm bad with the names, so this just makes me look bad. That Damon's sitting there talking with the dude from the black dude with the dreads. Damon's talking to him, and while Damon's talking to him, he's talking about the how the king has refused to deal with the crab feeder, and the crab feeder is like a pirate who's taking out the ships and looks like a real wildling, like a OG wildling. He's got all types of fucked up skin and stuff, but this dude's nailing people to like stakes of wood and letting the crabs eat them to death. And it's a part that they're in quite a bit on season three, or they're in that place quite a bit in season, or on episode three, I mean. But on episode two, the two are having a meeting and they're talking about how they're going to be going back to, or how they need to go and deal with this guy who's taking out fleets. And the Valyrians, that's what they're best known for is their fleets. So if their fleets are taken out, their house basically loses its power and loses the Valyrian name. And the crab feeder's taking them all out. So he goes to Damon and he asks Damon if there's anything that they could do, that they should join their forces, and it's not quite treason yet. And Damon's agreeing to deal with this, and he's calling his brother a coward, saying that his brother would never do any of this stuff. And then the black dude, I gotta learn this dude's name. All right, I gotta learn a couple of these people's names. It's just making me sound dumb. But this dude's saying that he's agreeing that his brother, that the king is a coward, and Damon turns to him and tells him, "I can speak about my brother like that. You will not speak about your king like that." So he's still keeping the guy in check. I mean, like I had said in the first part of this one, I do remember saying that something about this guy. He's gonna, like, you're gonna have to follow him for a bit. He won't be dying. I'll predict that much. I mean, I could be wrong on that, but I don't think any time recently he will be dying without being brought back to life. Not in a Jon Snow way, more like in the Night King way. But that's a far out there prediction that I do have, because winter hasn't came yet. This one's taking place where I don't there they discussed at one point what at the end of episode one, the king was telling Valyria about a prophecy that there was about winter that would be coming, and an army that would be difficult to defeat. I don't remember that exact prophecy, but yeah, something's basically said between the king to his new heir about the White Walkers to come. Like, it's a foreshadowing. So that's what's happened on season two, or on episode two. Sorry, I haven't done this in a while. Bit rusty, and it's morning, so I've woken and bacon. Woken boke. But yeah, this was the episode two recap of House of Dragons on HBO Max. And then I'm gonna pause for a second. I'll come back, talk about episode three. And after that, it'll be what it is. So I'm actually going to come back on this one to do 3 in just a few minutes. So thanks for listening if you are so far. On episode 3 of House of Dragons, it was really kind of a slower episode, in my opinion. I'm trying to recall major events, but a lot of it was the new queen has already had a baby. This episode takes place a year and a half after episode 2. So this episode, it starts, and the queen's already given the king one male son, Aegon Targaryen. And Aegon Targaryen, it's his second name day. It's his second name day. So it's taking place 2.5 years, almost 3 years after the last events. So they're moving along pretty quick, but I believe it's his second name day. And basically throughout that episode, the king's getting drunk because and getting angry because his entire staff keeps on suggesting that he rename Aegon as heir of the throne. And then we got the sassy moments between Valyria and the queen, who is pregnant again. So she's wandering around pregnant, and you know, they were best friends, but now they don't talk. And if they do talk, it's real catty. And that's what's going on there. And the king keeps telling everyone that he's not changing who the heir is. And Valyria takes off leaving before knowing that they weren't to name Aegon the heir. And the episode there, trying to hunt down this white-haired elk that's roaming through, that they said would be a great thing for Aegon to have on his heir day. And they're trying to hunt down this elk, and the king's just getting drunker and drunker as everyone's giving him their advice. And he's telling him, like, I don't want your advice today. Today is my son's name's day. Like, I'm just here to get fucked up. And, you know, because that's what kids' birthday parties are all about. It's just getting fucked up for the adults. So the kid doesn't even know that he's having a birthday at this point. But that's what's happening with the king, is he's just getting fucked up. And he's getting more and more pissed at everyone. And then there's a long overdrawn fight that they slowed down, and every person that's on the Crabman's arrow arsenal team is a very bad shot. Like 300 of them shooting arrows at Daemon Targaryen and can't hit him. And then some dragons swoop in and fuck up some stuff. And he, I don't know if there's a word for it, but he chopped dude's torso. It doesn't show it. It would have been pretty cool if it showed how that happened. But, you know, because his spine's pretty rough. He cut a man in half. You know, it takes some power. But yeah, spoiler for episode 3. In my opinion, there wasn't a lot to really discuss there. The king's getting drunk. Valyria runs away. Her knight chases her down. And you kind of see that they're probably going to have like a love interest, or something's going to happen, and he's going to end up dying because he fornicates with her. They're telling the king that she needs to be wedded, and that's the reason why she ran away, is because the Lannister fuck came up and was like, oh, you would look lovely at my house's retreat in Castle Rock. And she was like, "Bitch, I don't need no man," and stormed off on her horse. And then the knight had to chase her down and accompany her. And then, you know, they go on the hunt. The king's people go on the hunt, and dogs, and you know, catch the thing or whatever. It was a drawn out episode, but you know, it had to say that the king wasn't going to name Aegon the heir of the throne, and that it was still going to be Valyria. And basically, it's about like who is she going to marry? But it comes down to it's her choice in the matter. So that's what's happening on that front. And episode 4 will be out tomorrow night. So we will talk about episode 4 some point after tomorrow night. But now I have enough to post this one. So thanks for listening. This has been Daily Dumbass with Dipshit Dal.